Today's case in New York brings to 10 the number of people that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirm as having inhalation anthrax. Many of these cases have a circumstantial link to the male. There are concerns that relatively small amounts of anthrax bacteria are involved, and that has researchers wondering about current estimates of how many anthrax spores are needed to make people sick. Daniel Zwerdling has this report for NPR News and American Radio Works.
The truth is, scientists don't know how many anthrax spores you need to breathe to make you sick. That might sound puzzling at first, because over the past 2 weeks, you've heard some government officials say it takes at least 8,000 to 10,000 spores to cause inhalation anthrax. But most of that information comes from monkeys. And Dave Franz says you have to understand how they came up with those numbers. Until a few years ago, Franz ran the U.S. Army's research program on biological weapons. And he says back in the 1950s and 60s, America's leaders figured they might use biological weapons in a war against the Soviet Union or China. So Army researchers were urgently studying all kinds of deadly diseases in their labs, including anthrax.
There were probably 3,000 monkeys involved in studies with anthrax. Anesthetized monkeys would be exposed typically through a face mask to varying concentrations of anthrax spores.
And France says Army scientists wanted to know how many anthrax spores would they have to spray to kill every enemy soldier possible. And they found that it took about 8,000 to 10,000 spores per monkey to kill half the monkeys in their studies. But France says the researchers didn't go beyond that.
I looked into this a couple of years ago and learned that neither in our old program nor in the Soviet program did we study the low end, meaning that what is the number of spores that, if given by inhalation to 100 monkeys, would cause 20 of them to become infected or 10 of them to become infected. We just don't have data down in that area.
In other words, if, and I'm using this as a hypothetical, if I'm a postal worker or somebody opening mail, and there are 1,500 spores floating around near my nostrils, do you have any data that suggests whether I will or will not get anthrax?
I'm not aware of any data that would help us decide whether you will or will not get anthrax.
Researchers did find some valuable clues about anthrax in humans in Russia. In the early 1990s, Russian scientists finally admitted something that Americans had suspected for years. The Russians said that in 1979, anthrax spores leaked from a secret biowarfare factory in the city of Sverdlovsk. They said almost 100 people who lived near the factory died, and they allowed scientists from the U.S. to go there and investigate. Of course, it's not easy to study an accident years after it happened, but a team of biowarfare specialists did the best they could. Martin Hugh Jones was one of them. He's based at Louisiana State University. Hugh Jones said they concluded that most of the people who died of anthrax were middle-aged or older.
And we know from their health records that they had occupational lung damage like welder's lung and silicosis, and they were all heavy smokers.
So that suggests that young and healthy people have a much lower risk of getting anthrax. And finally, they're pretty sure that nobody in Sverdlovsk came down with anthrax more than 45 days after the spores leaked from the bioweapons plant. And that's one reason why public health officials in the United States are telling people now to take antibiotics for 60 days if they might have been exposed to spores. They're assuming that the Russian experience shows that anthrax spores won't survive in your body any longer than that. But researchers acknowledge that they can't prove it. Today, the man who used to run the U.S. Army's biowarfare defense program is sort of kicking himself with regret. Dave Franz says the government slashed his research budget in the mid-1990s, and he says in order to save money, he decided not to study how low doses of anthrax spores affect human health. In retrospect, I wish I had decided differently, Franz told me. It'd be kind of important now to know the answer. I'm Daniel Zwerdling for NPR News and American Radio Works.
American Radio Works is the documentary project of Minnesota Public Radio and NPR News.